let's heat things up with some tech chat. The Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Lockie. Morning, Anthony. And morning to all the listeners out there.
Now, the Hi Mum scam. What's going on with this? It's netting some big money for the scammos.
Yeah, it is. And according to ScamWatch, there's a significant rise in this. So what happens is the Hi Mum scam or family impersonation scam, they're usually contacted through WhatsApp. And it's by a scammer. They pose as a family member or friend. They, you know, message on WhatsApp and say, it's me, but they've gathered social media info, including names, to pose as somebody legitimate. They claim to have lost or damaged their phone. They're making contact from a new number. The scam will ask for personal information, such as photos for a social media profile or money to help urgently pay a bill, usually to replace the phone. The requests continue the ruse of a lost or broken phone. The funds are needed because they can't access their online banking temporarily. So over two-thirds of these have been reported by women over 55 years of age, accounting for more than $1.4 million in losses. So, you know, if your kids have gone away, for a start, probably go along and have some secret question that only the two of you know.
Oh, I've got one. Your mum's maiden name.
No, that's not really good. That's you might have a little phrase like Red Rover all over or something, you know, to go along and make sure that you know it's your kid that has disappeared, because people are falling for this. I was on 5AA last night. We had two people ring in after I talked about this, and that one lost $1,000, one lost $3,000. So it's going on. So if your kids go away, you've got a WhatsApp on your phone, you get this sort of thing, make sure you know it's your kids before you go and impart any money to them.
All right, some good advice there. Now, Father's Day fast approaching. You've got some tech gift ideas. Normally we do products to stay away from. Today you've got some to jump right onto.
That's exactly right. So we've got the Echo Dot, works as a speaker, and play the favourite music, check the weather, read the news, even switch off smart lights if we've got them installed. That's about $44. If Dad forgets to charge his phone when he goes out, why not buy him a power bank so he can take it with him, put it in the glove box or something as well, $30. If you've got a bit of money to spare, the Sennheiser noise-cancelling wireless headphones, built-in equaliser, 30 hours of battery life, voice assistant compatibility, great controls on there. They're about $179. If you've got lots of money, Apple have got an equivalent to that for $899, but I'd be taking the Sennheiser.
They're not bad, are they?
Sennheisers.
Now, Janet Jackson had a song many years ago, Rhythm Nation. We can't play it. Just a little grab like that, because this thing crashes people's laptops. What?
It does, believe it or not. The tune actually could apparently crash people's hard drives because they had a weird frequency. It turns out that the song contained one of the natural resonant frequencies for the model of the 5400 RPM laptop hard drive
that
many people use. So it's got a frequency in it that caused laptop hard drives to actually vibrate to the point of failure. Now, how do they fix this? They actually had to put a filter in the computer's audio receiver that would detect and remove the frequency before processing. So it came out, crashed some laptops, and then for all the rest of them, we need to go along and improve that. So that's why they put that filter in the audio receiver.
And tech guys like you going, have you got anything on your laptop, you know, that you probably shouldn't have? So, Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation?
There you go.
It could be a lot worse. It could have the brown note snuck in there somewhere. Then we'd all be in trouble. Richard Pascoe, Adelaide tech guy. Have a good week. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.